Chicks on the Right Show. We're the Chicks. I'm Mock.
I am Daisy. Hello.
We have producer Matt with us.
Merry Christmas, Chicks.
We have my stepson in the house, too.
I know. Yeah. Chasers is here.
He is. He can't say what, but he would if he was on.
He would. Yeah. Today is our last show before Christmas vacation. But if you want to leave us a message on our hotline to tell us you love or hate our show while we're gone, you can still do that. 317-684-8444.
And as always, check us out at chicksontheright.com or on Facebook at Chicks on the Right or at Twitter at Chicks on Right, or you can email us at chicks@wibc.com.
So listen, today was the last day that people could register for Obamacare through the exchanges if they wanted to get insurance on January 1st until Obama literally just moments ago extended it through Christmas Eve. So it's 24 hours more that people have to register.
Keeps on changing stuff.
I know. Yeah. So we've got C. Stephen Tucker with us, our Obamacare expert, to give us an idea of just how bad things are going to get. Stephen Tucker, dear leaders on vacation, Obamacare, go.
I think what happened just before he left to Hawaii, his, like 17th taxpayer-funded $4 million vacation.
Exactly.
Is that Jay Carney or the real president, Valerie Jarrett, probably asked him, did you do anything else to destroy the insurance market? And he probably said before he got in the plane, poach my goat. I can do that. What he did, he basically gave a throat punch to the insurance industry before he took off on his plane and said, hey, listen, all you people that I had your policies illegally canceled, you know, the 6.5 million policies, don't worry about it. You can get one of our crappy catastrophic plans that makes the substandard plan you had look like, you know, a gold-plated plan. Don't worry about it. And if you're over age 30, who cares? I'm suspending that rule as well. And don't worry about income requirements. It's yours. Just take it. This latest ruling is the beginning of the end of Obamacare. And I don't know if he knows he's doing this on purpose or if he's just so ignorant of economics and health insurance and how things work. Because allowing 6 million policyholders, and by the way, we're just talking about policies. These policies insure multiple family members. So I use the number 15 to 20 million people that have had their health insurance so far. That's all those people that are now completely waived from the Obama tax.
Oh my gosh.
Which was, redefined by Roberts as a tax. They don't have to pay any fine whatsoever if they don't have qualified health insurance on January 1st for up to a year or longer.
Oh my gosh.
So there's no way he could just give that to them and then not provide any equal protection under the law for the rest of America who wants the same waiver. I think this is what's going to happen in 2014, is that millions of Americans are going to be saying, hey, listen, if you gave it to them, you got to give it to us.
Exactly.
Protection under the law.
Yeah. So then what happens? What happens? I mean, with all those people saying, okay, then you say this is the end of Obamacare. When you say that, what does that mean exactly? Because we know that it's not going to be repealed. And you've said it in the past on our show, and we know this to be true. And once an entitlement program is in place, it's never going away. So what happens when you say it's the end of Obamacare? What does that mean exactly?
It needs insurance companies. It needs insurance companies to voluntarily stay inside the Obamacare exchanges. It is a choice for them to do so, okay? And only a handful have decided to do so. Now that he has basically exempted all of these people from having to pay a fine, right, and complying by January 1st of 2014, we're talking 50 to 20 million people that don't have to do that. Well, those are the people that he deliberately terminated their policies in order for them to subsidize everybody else, the older and sicker inside the exchanges. So now you're not going to have all those healthy lives. So if you do that, you're rapidly expediting what we call a death spiral.
Oh, this is the single-payer thing.
Yes.
Oh, that sucks.
Much faster.
She's got her grumpy face on.
They can say now, hey, we're out. We're leaving. You know, we'll take the influx of cashpayer money, right, or taxpayer money. We'll take that in the first year. And the second year, we have to adjust our tables, and we realize we've got none of the younger and healthy people. We've got none of those 6 million policies that you terminated so that they'd have to go in the exchanges. Now they're exempt. We got no healthy people to manage the risk. So now we got to raise premiums through the roof.
Oh, my gosh. What a cluster.
He's either going to give them even more taxpayer money. We've already allocated almost $1 trillion to the insurance industry under the quote-unquote risk corridor program, right? So he'll either print more money that we don't have to give to them to bail them out to say, please, please, please stay inside the exchanges, or the few remaining carriers are going to say, hey, we're out of the exchanges. We're going to go completely offering private products outside the exchange.
So question, because, all right, so
So if the natural progression then becomes, you know, the administration saying, well, look, all the insurance companies are out, so therefore we're just going to have single payer. Right now, I mean, I just saw on Drudge today that there's only a 35% approval rating of people that say, yeah, Obamacare is a good thing.
Yep, it's dropped.
Which is like really, really low.
It's the lowest it's been.
So how could they actually move forward with a worse, like a I mean, like an even deeper version of Obamacare when no one in the whole country wants that to happen? How could they do that?
Well, 35% of people want it to happen.
But
right?
That's like nothing, you know, in the grand scheme of things.
Those 35% are the reason we have mental health benefits.
Exactly. Yeah.
But it's those same people who will be screaming for single payer. And that is what they're going to scream for as soon as the insurance industry, the remaining carriers, pull out of the exchanges, because there's nothing in the law that says they have to stay in there. And that's what they'll be saying. Well, we tried to work with the insurance industry. We couldn't do it. Let's now advocate for single payer because the government can do everything better than the private sector can do. It is that kind of mental illness that's going to prevail. And you're going to have enough people that will be pushing for that because now 30 to 93 million policies in the group employer-sponsored arena will be terminated by the end of 2014, and people will be screaming for another option. So it's up to Republicans at this point, of which I have very little faith in, to come up with an intelligent alternative and be able to articulate that alternative, like the American Health Care Reform Act that was proposed by the Republican Study Committee just a few months ago. It's a beautiful plan. It's 5 points. It's 10 pages. It's not hard to understand. We just need somebody besides Johnny Boehner to articulate it on the House floor and run a few commercials so we have an intelligent alternative.
See, that's what scares me. That is precisely what we suck at. We suck at the messaging. We cannot get the message out there. We cannot say this is the alternative. This is what's better, and this is why.
And the one guy that could articulate things was Paul Ryan, but he's too busy pushing for amnesty. Luis Gutierrez.
Yeah.
Outside of Chicago.
I hear you. I hear you. See, Stephen, what plans do you have for the holidays?
I'm going to do as little as possible. Today is the last day for people to enroll for January 1st effective dates through healthcare.gov. So I'm sick and tired of my clients weeping and cussing and having nervous breakdowns.
Yeah.
One person said they actually wanted a Jack Daniels enema. I swear to God, that's a quote. That is a quote. It's all over. I don't have to deal with any of this after that.
So you're taking a break.
Oh, my God, yes. I'm unplugging. That's it. I'm just going to relax, spend time with family, and just forget about healthcare.gov and Obamacare and everything for at least two full days.
That Good. Sounds fantastic.
Good. You enjoy it, Mr.
Yes,
you.
You deserve it.
Yes.
I will.
See Stephen Tuckett, our expert on all things Obamacare, and we will most definitely talk to you next year, Stephen. It is 4:15 an hour.